Hello everyone, today we are going to start a new chapter, chapter 10, circles. So let me introduce it to you. We come across many objects in our daily life which are round in shape, such as coin, wheels of the vehicles, bangles. How can we define a circle? A circle is a closed figure in a plane, and it is the collection of all the points in the plane which are at a constant distance from a fixed point in the plane. The fixed point is the center of the circle, and the constant distance is the radius of the circle. Circles and its related terms. First, circumference of a circle is the length of the complete circular curve constituting the circle. Second, chord of a circle is a line segment joining any two points on the circle. PQ is a chord. Arc of the circle is a part of the circle. Any two points A and B of a circle divide the circle into two parts. The smaller part is called the minor arc, and the larger part is called the major arc of the circle. If two parts are equal, AB is the diameter of the circle, and each part is called a semicircle, as you can see in the figure. Interior, exterior, and circular region. The plane region lying inside the circle is called the interior of the circle. The circle together with its interior is called circular region. The part of the plane region outside the circular region is called exterior of the circle. Segment of a circular region. A chord of a circle divides the circular region into two parts. The smaller part is known as the minor segment, and the larger part is known as the major segment. If the chord is a diameter, then the two segments are equal, and each part is called a semicircular region. Sector of a circular region. The region between an arc and two radii joining the center to the end points of the arc is called a sector. Two radii of a circle divide the circular region into two parts. The smaller part is known as the minor sector, and the larger part is known as the major sector. You can see in the figure. Angle subtended by a chord at a point. Take a line segment PQ and a point R on the line containing PQ. Then angle PRQ is called the angle subtended by the line segment at R. Angle POQ is the angle subtended by the chord PQ at the center. Angle PRQ and angle PSQ are respectively the angles subtended by PQ at points R and S. Theorem 10.1. Equal chords of a circle subtend equal angles at the center. You can see the example. Theorem 10.2. If the angles subtended by the chords of a circle at the center are equal, then the chords are equal. If angle AOB equal to angle COD, then AB equal to CD. Activity. Take a tracing paper and trace a circle on it. Cut it along the circle to get a disc. At its center O, draw an angle AOB where A and B are points on the circle. Make another angle POQ at the center equal to angle AOB. Cut the disc along AB and PQ. You get two segments ACB and PRQ of the circle. If you put one on the other, what do you observe? 2. Draw a circle with center O and a radius. Draw two or more equal chords of the circle and measure the angle subtended by them at the center of the circle. Write your observation. Thank you. Have a nice day.